With snow continuing to fall across the Czech Republic, people are getting used to the long winter. Wild animals are equally stressed as we await at least another week of cold temperatures. With record numbers of deer expected to die this winter, Linda Mašteliš asked Helena Janková from the Czech Moravian Hunters Association about how the long and harsh winter has been affecting wild animals.
Basically, the animals are used to the winter, but this winter is very strong and very long, and it's especially trouble for the roe deers and red deers, and mostly that's the trouble as well for the places where snow almost since November, so it's like half year, 1 meter snow, so it's hard for them to get to any food.
Are there particular areas in the Czech Republic where the conditions are more harsh for animals?
Yeah, that would be the places where it's like from 600 meters above the sea, where it's more trouble than usual. The hunters, they are every winter putting extra feed for animals, but especially this year it's trouble for animals in these places because there's a plenty degree under the zero, and as well the snow is too high for them, so it's hard for them to move and they're getting frozen and weak.
Now, there have been several news reports about the fact that deer have been going blind as a result of eating rapeseed. Could you explain how this happens?
The rapeseed in this time is the first green things what they could find in the field, and they very much like to eat it because it's sweet. But based on that, they could have troubles, they could get blind, and as well they could have troubles with coordination, so they could get killed by car. So hunters are trying to help, so they're putting in middle of the field some other things for them attractive to eat.
Is it true that hunters have also been killing the animals that have gone blind?
Well, basically, if they find some animals which are already nearly to die, they are killing them as they don't want them to have more pain. But the better way is to try to avoid it by helping them up front.
So given the fact that animals are more stressed because of the harsh winter conditions, how should people behave when they go out into nature?
It's big trouble, especially when the huge actions like Jizerská padesátka, cross-country skiing, or some mushers competitions and things like that, because then the animals are running to the places they don't know, and they get to the high snow and they are disorientated. As well, I would say when people are walking with the dogs, they should watch them so they are not running after the game.
And what about the rate of poaching under these conditions? Has poaching increased because the animals are weaker as a result of the long winter?
Poaching is big trouble all the time, but in March is especially not human because most of the animals, they are already waiting to bring small ones. And as well, that's very easy because when the people are poaching them, it's easy to find them, so easy to catch them.
What effect has all of this had on the numbers of wild game?
It's mostly bad for the roe deers, and it could be that after the winter, based on the low temperature, high snow, nothing to eat, or that they're getting to the places where they can't survive based on that they are disturbed by the people or dogs. It could be thousands of roe deers who are dead after the winter every year.
Do you expect that number to be higher this year?
Definitely.
That was Helena Janková from the Czech Moravian Hunters Association speaking to my colleague Linda Mašteliš.